watch that attaches to the belt that has a zipper on it.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
It fits perfectly inside. It's real small. It's not one of the little fanny packs.
Right.
Yeah, you know, this goes right on my belt clip. Phone's in there. It's safe. I don't have to worry about it.
Well, you know, because, like, when women are out, you know, when women are, you know, socializing at the bar or whatever on a, you know, Friday or Saturday night, you know, when they see that guy with cell phone clip, they're like, yeah, head up. He's mine. You know, I got him. I call dibs on him. That's what happens.
I wonder what Rick thinks about that.
That's really sexy. Yeah, we're going to have that. Rick, are you, Rick Limpert, our technology and sports correspondent. He writes for Yahoo News. As well as sports, you can see his work on CBS Atlanta. He also writes daily tech column for Examiner.com. Rick, are you a cell phone belt clip guy?
I had one of those Bluetooth ear clips for you, Sully. I was going to give you now. Forget that.
Oh, man, my Christmas gift is gone. No, you don't actually wear the cell phone belt clip at all, Rick, do you?
Never have. I was not going to. But back in the day, I had one of those cell phones that had the bag you carried along with it. That was, you know, 20 years ago.
Yes, the early and mid-1990s. Remember it well. Remember the bag cell phone.
Yeah, everybody had that.
Okay, you can follow Rick on Twitter. He is at Rick Roswell, and he joins us every week to cover a number of different things related to technology and some mobile stuff, and talk a lot about what's going on online. A little bit of a scare on eBay this week with the passwords. Why should we change our eBay passwords if we haven't done so recently?
Well, because they were compromised a couple weeks ago. So if you are an eBay buyer or seller, you should have gotten a little note from eBay telling you to change your password next time you log on. But yet, if you haven't done so already, you should do so. If you haven't changed your password since May 21st, you're saying that today. So eBay was compromised like so many sites have been. So we always say regularly change your password.
Yeah, when you say, Rick, regularly change your password, what do you think is reasonable and acceptable and good as a preventative, you know, as a way to keep your account safe? How often should we be changing our passwords? I mean, I hate it because I feel like there's a password for everything now.
Every month, I would say once a month, change your password. And some sites now are reminding you maybe once a month that it would be a good time to update or change your password. So that keeps things fresh. If there was, you know, something was compromised in the last month that you don't know about, then you're in good shape.
Now, are there any apps out there to help me remember my passwords? Because that's a big problem, right?
Well, the funny thing is, I'm going to be reviewing the device here coming up that is it looks like a smartphone, but actually it's a secure device where you store your passwords in there. So we'll talk about that maybe in a couple weeks after I get a look at it. But, you know, you don't want to save your passwords from a Word file on your computer called Password.
Right.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's sites you can go to, like 1Password, that will create passwords and give you password ideas. So, you know, there are some options for password protection ideas.
I don't know where I would be. I would probably be very much lost and locked out of a lot of accounts if we didn't have that little email recovery, you know, where you can email if you've lost your password, you know?
We've all used that because there's so many passwords. We have to remember now, and we use different ones for different sites. Yeah. That is a good tool.
Okay, talking with Rick Limpert. Follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell, a contributor to Yahoo Technology and Sports. Apple has finally made it public that they have purchased Dr. Dre's Beats headphones. It's about streaming music and what a huge industry this is really becoming.
Yeah, we talked a couple weeks about this, so we kind of made fun of the headphones, thinking that Apple really wanted use of the technology in the headphones. But now the information is coming out that it's really about having a successful streaming music business as well, and Apple really doesn't. So Apple sees the future in music and the streaming online services, and they're trying to capitalize a little bit on what Beats is doing.
I saw a fantastic meme on Facebook this week. I'm generally not a big fan of the constant parade of memes on Facebook, but there was one that was cool that showed Dr. Dre like finding a pair of headphones, and he sticks them up on the thing and puts them up there for $300, and then he calls it Beats, and then the next thing you know, Apple guy is in there painting the whole room white, and then it says, you know, Apple iPhone, you know, iHeadphones or whatever, and the price doubled. It went from $300 to $600. How much more expensive do you think the headphones will be once Apple gets full control of it in their marketing?
Well, shy about the prices they put on their product. So if you're looking to buy, you know, a really expensive pair of headphones, you're probably going to have that opportunity in the next year or so.
I'm very much looking forward to buying a pair of headphones from Beats marketed to people who have lost their hearing significantly from listening to music on Beats headphones.
Didn't we have to turn the volume up even higher then?
Right.
That's accomplishing their goal.
And we will buy it because that's what we are all about. We are talking with Rick Lippert. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell and read his work on the examiner.com website each day. Google working on some tablets with enhanced vision capabilities. What's up with this?
Yeah, these are going to be super high definition tablets, and they're going to serve actually two purposes. One, they're going to be able to be used by people that use tablets for designing work, architects, engineers, so it's really going to be high def in that aspect, but also for people that are vision impaired. They'll be able to come in on things, see things a lot clearer, and Google sees that they want everyone to be able to use tablets and their technology, so appealing to those demographics and those groups of people is really important.
And LG has a new ultra widescreen display screen coming. This thing looks pretty cool.
Yeah, look how long people up with this on my website. It's ultra wide, and I say ultra wide, it really is. It's you better have a wide living room wall. It's going to be a 34-inch widescreen monitor, but they'll probably come out with bigger ones as well. And the resolution is going to be 3440 by 1440. So for watching movies and certain sports where widescreen really matters, LG has got a great TV coming. And it's in 4K, so it's going to be ultra high definition as well.
We'll be able to see the whole football field. I love it. Redbox is going to get rid of 500 rental kiosks. Rick, are you one of the people who is still renting videos from Redbox?
I've never rented anything from Redbox. My wife has. I don't know where you stand on Redbox, but they're everywhere. But they're going to lose 500 kiosks, and that's no big deal because there's still going to be over 40,000 of them around. People that want to pay $1 to rent movies. You know, Redbox is popular in certain places, and it's a good idea for the right people. And with your side market's changing, well, streaming movies is really where that's at.
Rick Lippert with us, an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. You can read his work daily at examiner.com. Follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. Is BlackBerry dead? I keep seeing that there's a funeral coming for BlackBerry, but it still seems to be hanging around. What's going to happen with BlackBerry technology within the next year?
You know why I love you, Sully?
What's that?
You're the only person who ever wants to talk BlackBerry.
The reason why I'm fascinated with BlackBerry is because they were at the absolute top of the game many years ago, and they've really just fallen and, I mean, taken a swan dive within the last 5 years. It's unbelievable.
BlackBerry set the standard, and then the iPhone and the Android phone came along. BlackBerry now represents 1% of the smartphone market, so they are at an all-time low. And you're right, the CEO of BlackBerry got up on stage at a conference this week and said, we're not dead yet, and gave the percentage of survival, I believe 80%, saying they're going to survive. And really the only way they're going to survive is if they get rid of the BlackBerry interface and start using Android operating systems on BlackBerry phones. And make a good phone. They're going to have to set with BlackBerry name on. They haven't done that in years, so I'm still skeptical if they're going to survive or not.
Rick, we'll end it there. Appreciate it. Good work as always. Rick Lippert on Talk Radio 640 WGST. We'll be back right after this.